And good morning. Welcome to another edition of Health Essentials. I am your host, Dr. Roy Morgan. Just think, in just a few short, maybe months, I'll look out this window on a Saturday morning, and I will be watching the most heavily trafficked drive-through in all of the universe. It's called Chick-fil-A, because it's building right across the street from the radio station. I don't know if you knew that or not. I'm sure you knew that. Well, I'm sure it's been discussed before. All right. This morning, as I drove into work, I thought to myself, man, what a beautiful day. I wonder what kind of good things could happen in your life today. That's what I want. Now, there is such a fascination about the idea of a coronavirus vaccine. And there might even be a greater fascination about the drug cocktails that probably some people are fantasizing about that's going to be the solution to the problem. But what I want to do is I want to kind of come back to what I believe is reality, and that's my choice in terms. And I want to think and discuss for just a brief moment some things that I want you to consider. And I've covered this topic before, but I really feel like I need to at least give you just a little bit of information, because, you know, where there's knowledge, there's power. And if you can start to just let the wheels of motion turn in your mind as you consider this, just think about God's great design of the human body. It is the literal pinnacle of all creation in its sophistication and its complexity. I think I was talking to a woman the other day, and I was saying to her that the more that I study the red blood cell and white blood cells, I start to think, you know what, these may be some of the most sophisticated, intricately designed cells in all of the universe. Well, the human body, you know what I mean. And so I don't understand a half of it yet, but I'm so intrigued by the function of the human body. Now, I have come to terms with a couple of points here. Not everybody's going to agree with me, but just consider it for your, you know, education, and actually consider it for the well-being of your health and for your rejuvenation. I love the word rejuvenation or regeneration. It just makes you think, what can I do with these organs that aren't working right? Is there anything else that we can do to bring them up to speed and bring them back to life where they can regain their function and they can start working the way that God designed them to? Well, just consider these things. Now, this morning on the way here, there's a radio program on another radio station, I think it's 104.1, where they talk about, it's like Radio News Health Journal, something like that. And I kind of come and go in spurts where I listen to it, but you know what? Part of me likes to listen to opposing points of view, because I want to make sure that I can kind of think these things through and I can use a little bit better reasoning. So there's nothing wrong with hearing an opposing point of view, is there? You know what? Yesterday, I was having a conversation with a very, very sweet woman, and we were talking about crackers that are made of flax seeds. And I told her, no, that's not what you want. And you know what? It has taken me just a little, maybe a hot minute, to kind of wrestle with that idea of flax seeds maybe not being the healthiest things of all time. Because I want to believe so badly that flax seeds are really, really good. But just because I want to believe that, that doesn't make it so. But what I was showing her was that when somebody consumes flax seeds, this absolutely has the highest natural concentration of plant-based estrogens. And so what does estrogen do? Well, one of the things that I was concerned about yesterday is estrogen sends a signal for your body to grow. So if you see like a young man that has a female-like chest, that would be very inappropriate. That may be an indication that the kid's got too much estrogen coursing through their body, causing female-like breasts to form on a man. That's very inappropriate. And so I've kind of come to terms with, okay, Roy, flaxseed may not be the best thing for a person to take, especially if they're battling inflammation and being overweight. Now, what I want to do is let me go back and just review this one more time. I need you to come to terms with a concept. Your body actually, each and every cell in your body, it has very basic requirements. They've got to have water. I mean, that's a deal breaker for a whole lot of people. It's easy to become dehydrated, especially if you have been sick, if you've had food poisoning, if your body has experienced diarrhea or, I don't know, 25 bowel movements a day. You might be a little low in water at that point. So every good chemical reaction that takes place, it only does so in the presence of adequate amounts of water. I mean, is that really a hard concept to kind of dig into? That you've got to have an adequate amount of water, or you've got to be well hydrated in order for your cells to optimally function. That means all the chemical reactions that need to take place, they do take place. But if you're dehydrated, guess what happens? There's a whole bunch of stuff that just doesn't take place because your body doesn't have adequate water. And so you would agree with me that in order for, and this is going to come back in just a brief moment here, and I think you're going to find this quite fascinating. So there is an element, a mineral, it's called zinc. Z-I-N-C, zinc. Sometimes as you drive down the highway on the edge of a cliff or a deep ditch, you'll see these zinc-plated guardrails because it's like weatherproof. Well, to make a long story short, each and every cell in your body requires zinc for optimal function. So if you lack zinc, guess what happens? Now, what I want to present to you, well, there's stuff that doesn't happen. All the good things that you need to take place, they never take place because your body says, I would be glad to fight that infection for you if I only had zinc, or I would be so tickled to keep your skin well lubricated or well hydrated, but without zinc, I can't make it happen. Or I would love to keep the brain from being overly inflamed that would lead to Alzheimer's or dementia, but I can't because I don't have enough zinc. And so just in simplicity, zinc is one of the most basic needs of the human body. So before you go off on a tangent and think, man, I've got to be first in line to get the coronavirus vaccine, let me just present an idea to you that maybe zinc is actually one of the greatest cornerstones of the immune system. Now, I'm not trying to make it a panacea where that's the only thing that you have to consider. No. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to cover some research in just a brief moment that's going to demonstrate that when they test zinc levels of just 200 people, guess what? Nobody's up to speed. There is a gland just under your breastbone. It has two lobes. It's kind of an irregular shape. They're long lobes, I don't know, a couple, 3 inches. It's called the thymus gland. Maybe you've heard of it before. If you've heard me talk, I like to talk about the thymus gland. Because the thymus gland, that's where all the your stem cells in the bone marrow, they produce B cells. But they go to the thymus gland and they become what are called T cells. And so these T killer cells, that's what actively is combing through every nook and cranny of your body, searching out if there's a virus or a bacterial infection or fungus or mold or dead dying cells and tissues that need to be reabsorbed by the body so you can get those old cells out of the way so your body can say, all right, now that we got the old out of the way, let's build some brand new tissue. That's called rejuvenation or regeneration. That's what you want. If you do not have enough zinc, your immune system cannot do its job. When I was looking through some of the research, I don't think anybody had any idea that there was such a thing as a zinc deficiency until like about the middle 1960s. And thereafter, it started becoming more evident that you've got to have zinc. Well, actually, let me talk about one of the most important overlooks. You've got to have it just for maintaining your insulin levels. If you want to maintain your mental acuity and make sure that your brain ages gracefully, without zinc, it's going to be impossible. Now, I know this sounds simple, but the more sugar and refined carbohydrates that you eat, the more depleted of zinc you become. What you're doing is you're burning through your zinc, taking care of empty calories called sugar. Now, this is the point that I want you to grab onto. One of the hallmarks of every human being or even animal that ages is inflammation. And so it's pretty common knowledge if you look in the medical community. Any studies you want to take a look at, I'm open to all of them. I like reading everything I get my hands on. I think I get like a better education that way, and I can kind of think through stuff a little bit better. But as you age, well, isn't that when most of the diseases start to come on later in life? When your body becomes depleted and worn down? Maybe you don't think of it that way. But they're showing now the greatest inflammation is going to occur among people that are low in zinc. Now, you already know where I'm coming from this. I'm just trying to hit the high points so you can start making a really good decision about what you're going to do. If you asked me, if you said, Roy, what did you do yesterday? Well, I don't think I've taken any today because I like to have some food in my stomach and I haven't eaten. I usually, as a general rule, I take zinc at one time. I just kind of do it and get it over with. That may not be the best way, but that seems to be the system or the metric that works really well for me. So if I can just get it done, I can go, okay, I got it done. But I take about 60 milligrams of zinc a day. Now, there's going to be some people that kind of freak out. But, hey, I'm exposed to sick people all the time. I've had so much contact with people that have had the flu already and had abdominal, gastrointestinal flus. I've been in contact with people that have had every different type of cold you can. I have had so much contact with so many people that have coronavirus. There's no way I could not have coronavirus. I think I told you before that there was a week that I had. Oh, when was that? That might have been, well, it was months ago. But I just had bone-weary fatigue. I never missed work. Probably should have. No. I retract that last thought because that sounds like I'm not being sensitive to other people. But I had no fever. I had no runny nose. There was no issues right there. But I had fatigue. And I think that was my body's way of trying to contend with maybe a viral infection that I came in contact with. So I need you to understand that when somebody has inflammation, and maybe I could say it this way, it is literally impossible to have pain of any kind unless you have inflammation that's driving it. Now, you already know, I'm in love with Dr. Russell Jaffe's definition of inflammation. He says inflammation is a repair deficit. I love that definition. Inflammation is a repair deficit. Now, you tell me, do you want your body to be in good repair? Well, yes, you do. Then there's things that you're going to have to do to get it in good repair. And one of those things is you need to make certain that your body actually has zinc in reserve. If you do not have zinc in reserve, that means you're probably zinc deficient. And if you're zinc deficient and your body requires zinc to make sure over 600 enzymes work properly, then guess what's going to happen? Your body's going to start prioritizing, going, oh my word, what are we going to do here? We only have enough zinc to make these 170 enzymes work, but the rest of them, they're going to have to fall by the wayside. That means there's going to be a whole lot of stuff that goes undone in your body toward healing and repair. And so the net result is you're going to age faster. Now, when you go to a large store and you do your people watching, I was talking to Mark and Christy last night, and they said, oh boy, we just watch people all day. Okay, I won't tell you where they were. Anyway, it began with the letter W. You'll never figure it out, though. You're not clever enough. But you get to see everything. And I was telling Jimmy yesterday that I had to go to this store, and they literally had six packs of Diet Coke stacked all the way around the outside, just placed over the wire, outer edge of the shopping cart. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my goodness. They can't possibly believe that that's good for them. But some of the healthiest people I've ever seen, they ate meat. I know that's not a popular topic with some people because there's a lot of people that think that eating meat is bad and it's, you're harming animals. Anyway, I'm not going to get into all that. But when you eat red meat or you eat seafood, you're getting zinc. And when you eat sugar and lots of grains and carbohydrates, you are sucking the zinc out of your body so fast, there won't be enough to go around to protect you. And so, this thymus gland It is the largest gland of the entire immune system. You got to have it. But one of the hallmarks of aging is the thymus gland begins to shrink. Well, I came across an article. I'm just going to tell you what it said. When they supplemented zinc, it helped normalize the size of the thymus gland. I mean, it came back to life. It rejuvenated. It regenerated. And so if you've got pain, inflammation, you most likely have a zinc deficiency. Now, that's a guess on my part. But if you start doing your own curious literature search today and finding out what does zinc control and regulate, you are going to be so intrigued by this. Just do your own research. So I need you to understand that inflammation is a hallmark of each and every human being that's aging. And if you don't want to age rapidly where your body is not useful to you, then you might want to take a look at zinc. Now, I read an article this morning, and I'm telling you, it was just too technical. It was too long. It was too long because I just didn't have enough time to read every bit of it. But the woman is saying she knows now why some people die from coronavirus and some don't. And I'm going to oversimplify the entire article. Here it is right here. Inflammation and a cytokine storm spirals out of control. Now, when I went through the article, I kept looking for the punchline, which was, without zinc and vitamin D, your immune system completely spirals out of control. It tends to turn more toward what are called autoimmune reactions. And autoimmune is when your immune system basically starts attacking you. And that's what they're finding out. These people that are dying from coronavirus, it's because the immune system is not able to, you know, hit those switches and saying, don't overdo it, don't attack, but you got to have zinc to do that. And you got to have vitamin D3. I told a woman this week that in the 31 years that I've done this, I have never seen one person, or I have yet to see one individual overdose on vitamin D. I've also yet to see somebody overdose on zinc, although I'm telling you straight up, both of those things have happened in history before and people have died. I remember, what was it, Polydent, the denture cream that helps your dentures, you know, seal and stick to the upper jaw and the lower jaw. Well, they accidentally put way too much zinc. I think it was like 330 milligrams, because zinc is what keeps them from being infected, or it reduces the... But these people were using this denture cream for like a year and a half before they had zinc toxicity. Yeah, you can have zinc over... You can over... Just like you can overdo magnesium and manganese and selenium. Almost every disease, every nutritional excess disease, there's research on that. I just haven't seen it. Not in the people that I've come in contact with. So I just want you to understand, without adequate zinc, the thymus gland releases harmful reactive T cells, which generally result in autoimmune problems. That's really the gist of this medical doctor's research on why some people die from coronavirus. She just never got to the point. See, she hit the nail on the head. The immune system is overreacting to itself. And so that's what autoimmunity is. I'm just telling you the punchline to try to get you from point A to point Z as fast as possible. And so if you can start to grasp the idea that the immune system is overreacting, well, what do you do to stop that? Well, that's where vitamin D3 comes in. And that's where zinc comes in. Can you just consider those two things? By the way, this program is called Health Essentials, and I would rather focus on what are we going to do to help the human body instead of trying to hold out for a vaccine. There's a lot of people that want to take the vaccine. I would not be one of those. I have no interest in that right there. I would rather use the wits that God gave me and avoid... By the way, I'm not going to go to the ER today and hug and kiss everybody in sight. I'm not going to go hang out by the surgical suite and, you know, and roll around on the couches where the sick people are so I can have a massive exposure to every virus and bacteria known to man. No. I'm not going to do that. But what I'm saying is you've got to have zinc supplementation to help calm down inflammation in the body. If you do not calm down the inflammation, see, as you age, inflammation builds up. Who are the vast majority of all people that succumb to the coronavirus? Well, they're older people. They're above the age of 75. I think you've heard me say before that tuberculosis, being testing positive for tuberculosis. I think there's 15.2 million people in the U.S. right now that have positive tests for TB. Oh, my word. That's the number one predictor right there. But then again, what is tuberculosis? It's an infectious organism that continually strains and stresses the immune system. An individual just sent me a text saying, should you take magnesium with vitamin D3? That's always a good idea. I mean, this is not rocket science. Your body, the USDA, when they test soils, almost all of them are deficient in magnesium, with rare, rare exceptions. Now, individuals that have their own garden, where they have the garden covered with wood chips, and they have organic decomposing matter on there, they probably have great magnesium. All the earthworms. Anyway, so I don't know if you've heard this before, but there is a growing body of evidence showing that you have greatly reduced mental function, and your brain is more irritable and inflamed if you don't have adequate zinc. So they do this test where they take peanut butter, and they come toward a person's nose when the person's blindfolded, and what they're supposed to do is say, okay, now I can smell the peanut butter. The further away that a person can smell the peanut butter, oh, that's one of the most accurate tests of all time when it comes to testing for Alzheimer's. So I know this is like an early warning detection system, but if the peanut butter is on a spoon a half an inch from your nose before you say, aha, now I can smell the peanut butter, I'm telling you, you got to take that seriously. And see, zinc is so critical for the sense of smell. I visited with a woman yesterday through text, and she was telling me that she's really, really concerned because she can't smell anything. Well, I told her, I said, please don't worry about this. I said, you have been so stressed. And see, when you're under stress, your body just burns through nutrients at a much faster rate. I mean, surely that is not too hard to figure out. And a lot of times, people can be so much more stressed than what they really realize. They're just kind of used to it. I came across an article. I did not read it in detail. I just looked at the abstract, but they found it's so common when somebody needs to go see a psychiatrist, when they actually test their zinc levels, that they are severely depleted. Let me see this right here. Here's another one right here that might be relevant. Zinc supplementation, and what they used was 30 milligrams a day. Now, 30 milligrams is a good number. That's probably a lot more than the average person's taken by far. Zinc supplementation at 30 milligrams a day improved recovery from strokes and other brain injuries. You know anybody that's had a stroke or a brain injury? You might want to recommend zinc to them. Another article shows that when children are very hyperactive, if you have a child in front of you and he has like a G.I. Joe toy and he's trying to swing it and hit you in the head with it over and over again, might have a little bit of an issue there. So that would be one sign of maybe a zinc insufficiency. Now this one right here, I mean, this is big time, baby. You just got to consider this one. As human beings age, and we're living in modern times where people are very sedentary. They're sitting and driving their cars all day long. They sit behind a desk. Well, you know, one of the things that you see is the venous system starts to break down. You start seeing varicose veins. I think yesterday I was at the store at like 7:30, and I saw one of the ladies that's a greeter at the front of the store standing greeting customers. Well, it was like 5 o'clock yesterday when I left, and she was still there, but this time she was at a cash register. Well, she's just standing in place all day long. And so one of the most common problems of aging is what's called varicose veins. And so obviously that's exacerbated when you don't get to ride a bicycle and go for a walk and walk barefooted in your garden and walk up and down the dirt trails barefooted, which you've heard me say this before. People that walk barefoot, they have twice as many arteries and veins in their legs and feet and nerves as people that don't. Don't overthink this. If you've got neuropathy, you should be walking barefoot to send a signal to your body, let's grow some brand new nerves and arteries and veins so I can actually have good health. So one of the things, oh, this is the point I was going to get to about, I just now remembered it. So when women age, if they're sedentary and they have elevated levels of estrogen, that causes those check valves that are in your veins to weaken. And so what you get is you get all this deoxygenated stagnant blood that starts pooling up and the veins start bulging. That's one of the things that too much estrogen does. Well, guess what your body needs to kick out excess estrogen? You got to have zinc to make that work. So one of the things that varicose vein sufferers, they also really experience, is they have these itchy legs. And they're going, we don't know why. And the doctors go, we'll try this lotion here and try this Medicaid lotion and try this steroid cream. Well, now researchers, and I find this so fascinating, researchers have discovered that leg itching is induced by a reduction in skin moisture and the legs by a shortage of zinc. Isn't that interesting? Who would have thought that? Who would have called me on the phone and said, hey, Dr. Morgan, I didn't realize if I had dry skin, what that really meant is I have a zinc deficiency. So I was visiting with this dude the other day in the store, and I noticed his skin was really, really ashy. I mean, you could see, well, he had more pigment in his skin than I did, obviously. I'm kind of white. You didn't know that, did you? But when you have ashy skin, that's a zinc deficiency. And so a shortage of zinc is going to induce you to have dry skin. So who would have thought that zinc could actually play a role in the human body to help retain moisture in your skin? You want your skin to age gracefully? You might want to have some moisture in there. If your skin is all dried out and thin, guess what? You're going to have one issue after the other. Your skin is a protective barrier. We want to make sure that's super, super healthy. I am a huge fan of just using extra virgin olive oil. When you apply olive oil to the skin, I promise you right now, your skin is going to drink that stuff up like it's super, super thirsty. Okay, I just looked at the clock. I'm going overboard. Let me cover this real quick here. In a study published in the Journal of Diabetes, a group of 200 middle-aged adults, low zinc levels were found in every one of them. Are you with me on that? The study was published in the Journal of Diabetes. They took 200 middle-aged people. They were normal and healthy according to their criteria. That means zero out of 200 individuals that were randomly tested had normal zinc. Well, what does that tell you? So when they followed the study out, they noticed that out of those 200, well, guess who developed type 2 diabetes? 25% of them did, pretty quick. And when they supplemented some of those people, oh, well, here's the numbers right here. Those they did not supplement with 20 milligrams of zinc developed diabetes. 25% of them did, compared to only 11% developing diabetes that had 20 milligrams of zinc supplementation a day. They go on to say that the zinc-treated group also had lower cholesterol levels, and the beta cells of the pancreas of those that were zinc-treated, they produced more insulin. So zinc supplementation reduced high blood sugar levels, and they overcame insulin resistance. You know what insulin resistance is? That means your cells say, no more sugar. Anyway, I've got a bunch of more research here. But let's go to the phone lines. If you want to join me on the radio this morning, there is a phone line officially open at 903-586-5257. There is a lady that just sent me a text, and she said, is 60 milligram the recommended amount of zinc, or what is it? Now, it's all relative here. Let me say this. That's what I'm taking because I'm in contact with sick people all day long. I mean, all day long. Good morning. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Good. My husband, you've seen him before, but we believe he has neurologia, facial neurologia, because he's going to a neurologist in January, but that's too far along.
Let me see. What month are we in right now? November. Okay. I don't like that plan.
Yeah.
Well, what's the name of the neuralgia? Or describe it to me.
Well,
is it pain?
No, it's burning. sensation in his
well,
face.
Well, if it ain't pain, burning would rank up there as being pretty annoying.
Yeah. And in fact, he found out that he's been taking, been eating raw garlic for the last month, and he found that that was making it worse. So he stopped, and it's gotten better.
Okay.
Because when he bit, well, is there anything can do?
Okay, describe to me, what is the exact location on his face where he has the burning?
His, well, from his neck all the way forward to his chin and his cheeks.
How long has it been going on?
Well, he said it's been going on for several years, but it's just got really bad.
Oh, he's just now telling you what's going on, okay.
Yeah.
That goes to show you that men are so on top of it when it comes to taking care of themselves. If that had been you, I would have known about this 3 years ago, right?
Yeah.
I'm not judging him. I'm just calling it like it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Does he have any teeth that are giving him problems?
No.
Does he have any chronic sinus problems?
Yeah, he had a sinus surgery a couple years ago, I think it was.
What was the purpose of the sinus surgery? Was it like to open them up so they could drain?
Yeah.
Did they, like, scrape them, clean them out, irrigate them, open them up?
Yeah, everything.
Did they take a Craftsman cordless drill and drill holes in them? No, I'm joking.
No. Probably felt like that. I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably, he was on the receiving, and he'd say, man, feels like somebody drilled holes in my face. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Does he have a good diet?
Yes.
Is there any chance he consumes dairy products?
No, except sometimes he eats a little bit of cheese, but normally he doesn't. So.
All right, is there any possibility that he's had any antibiotics over the years? I didn't worry that really well. How many rounds of antibiotics has he had?
No idea.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to piece this together in my mind, but you're not saying it's on the face, are you?
Well,
where on the face is the burning? Is it following the jawline? Is it over the cheek?
Yeah, yes.
Who else is giving you help in the background?
My daughter.
Your daughter, she's trying to set you straight, right?
Yeah.
What a good girl she is.
Well,
now, I need to make sure that I really understand this, because I'm trying to, in my mind, map out the nerves in my brain to figure out what's at play here. But you're saying it's going down the neck?
Yeah, well, he thought it was from the neck towards his chin, because he...
Okay. Well, does it cover both sides of the face, or is it just one side, like the left or the right?
I think it's both, because...
Both?
He can't talk when it's really bad.
Oh, man. Well, I would say that's pretty significant.
And, like, and when he eats, like... He's a truck driver, and when he eats...
Well, I want to tell you a story real quick. I had this guy that came to see me, and this is years and years ago. And when he came to the office, he said, I have a nationally recognized singing group, and I'm a member of this singing group, and we go all over the country and tour. And he said, yeah, I'm sure you've heard of me. And I thought, no, I really haven't. Again, if I don't listen to those types of groups on the radio, I wouldn't know who it is.
Yeah.
And so, but I did take it seriously, because he said, hey, if this burning and this pain in my face doesn't go away, I'm going to shoot myself in the head. So I said, okay.
My husband was saying he felt like he needed it.
I wasn't saying that to make light of or to make a joke. I'm just telling you how serious
really
the
bad.
Guy... And so this guy told me, he said, if you can't help me, he said, you're my last hope. And I thought to myself, okay, I am not your last hope. Don't put that on me, but I'm going to try hard. And you know what?
Yeah.
People that know me know that I'm going to try if you come to see me. There's just no way.
Yeah.
I love doing that, though. And so I told him, and I can't remember everything I said to him or all my recommendations, but there's one recommendation that I promise you, I completely remember it. And so... Let me float an idea.
Okay.
There is a chemical that's released by your nerves. It's called Substance P. And they call it Substance P because it produces pain or burning or discomfort. I mean, you're in misery. And if you tell me that your husband can't talk when he's in the throes of this, I'm thinking, dude, that is serious. We got to take this seriously. And so this is why I told him, I said, now this is going to take about 3 weeks. And I'm pretty straight with people. I tell them straight up, hey, this is an experiment. I'm not God here. I'm not over-promising anything to you. I'm just telling you what I want you to do. So I told him about six times a day, he is going to apply a salve to his face over the area of pain. It's called Zostrix.
I think
it's Z-O-S-T-R-I-X. Zostrix.
Okay.
I think I spelled it correctly. If not, your daughter in the background could be my spell checker today and make sure I do it right. Mm-hmm. But I told this guy, I said, listen, I need you to apply this six times a day, but I'm telling you what the studies show. Because, you know, I'm kind of a nerd that way. It's all right. It's just who I am. But I said it takes about 3 weeks to calm down the expression of Substance P. So when your body is overproducing Substance P, guess what? You're going to be in misery, baby. It's going to hurt. It ain't going to feel good. And so he did that every single day. You know, I told him, keep it out of your eyes. Don't put your finger in your nose unless you want him to be on fire. It's an irritant, but it's made of capsaicin, which is an ingredient that comes from cayenne peppers.
Okay.
And so if he could do this topically to where he has pain, we're going to see if we can totally calm that down.
Okay.
But the other thing that I'm going to give you an idea, there's got to be some glitch in your husband's immune system. I just don't know what that is. I mean, I'm not that good over the radio, but I would guess if this has been going on for years, we got to tap into what is behind this. Is this because the immune system's not doing its job? Is it because of toxicity? Is it because of deficiency? Because, you know, the way God designed the body wants to be in a good place where it's healed.
Yeah.
I mean, just like yourself. Do you want to have your stomach in knots all day long every day? No.
No,
you want to feel really good so you can function at a high level. So there's something that's going on that's been overlooked.
Okay.
So at least he can apply the Zostrix many, many times a day. The other thing that we might be able to do, you know what bentonite clay is?
Yeah.
You might try taking a little bit of apple cider vinegar or water and making like a mud pack and just covering the neck and the jaw and the chin and do it several times a day. Now, on the weekend, he can do it. And actually, how does this affect me if we smear mud all over your husband's neck and face and body and let it dry? It doesn't affect me at all. Now, him, it might affect him, but how's that a concern me? That's no concern to me. So if you can start doing the mud packs, put him out in the sunshine, it feels weird to have that clay or the mud dry. But let's see if we can start magnetically pulling all that inflammation out. Got nothing to lose.
Okay.
But still, if it were me, I would try to trace all this back down to, is it something coming from a tooth or a gum? When I say gum, I don't mean Wrigley's or Hubba Bubba or whatever it's called.
He doesn't do that.
But we got to trace back, is it coming from a nerve or is there a low-grade viral infection? So it's been my experience that a low-grade viral infection or an autoimmune reaction, it can totally trigger all this right here.
Okay.
I mean, but there's got to be something underlying that's just really putting significant stress that he's not able to overcome.
Yeah, because he went to the doctor and, you know.
Oh, what happened with the visit?
Well, we didn't realize that, because I didn't find out this information until this week.
Oh, because your husband did not tell you about the last 3 years of his life.
No,
I'm joking.
No, he's known for a while, but we didn't know what it was. They got him an MRI, and the only thing they could find or they could see was his discs were. I mean, some of his vertebrae were messed up around his neck.
Yeah, but I have no way of knowing if that's even relevant to this story.
I know. Well, they went to they sent him to a pain doctor.
Oh yeah,
and
that's
he talked to the pain doctor, and he said, "I don't want to take. It's like, don't give me a shot unless it has to do with this." And he told him his...
Yeah, but that's what the pain doctor wanted.
Yeah, and so the doctor said, no, that's definitely not because of that. So
yeah, exactly.
That's when he referred him to the neurologist, and of course, they can't get him into January. So this would be good to be able to give him something he can try to help.
Listen, doing something and being proactive is the way to go.
Yeah.
Now, personally, if it were me, after doing the bentonite clay, I'd probably put fresh lemon juice all over the face, not in the eyes, by the way, and then cover with olive oil.
Okay.
You just don't want to ever underestimate what happens when you put nutrients on the skin. I know this sounds unusual, but your skin, excuse me, his skin will totally drink it up. Now, what I think you and your daughter should do, we should say, Dad, sit back in the chair. We're going to give you a facial, do the mud, and then come back and have your daughter and you. You might have to put duct tape around his wrists on the chair to hold him down, but that's not a problem. I think he would submit to that if I know him.
No.
And so then we could just put fresh, now it has to be fresh lemon juice, and there's a principle here.
Right.
Lemon juice contains all these living enzymes. Oh, my word. I can't stress this enough, that if you want to have radiant health, you have to start doing something that has life force to it, and that's where living foods come in handy.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine this being that hard to figure out, but unfortunately he's suffering, and he has been for 3 years.
Yeah.
So tell him about the Zostrix.
Yeah, I will tell him.
Okay. Let me know how it works out, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, if you'd like to join me on the radio, there's a phone line once again open at 903-586-5257. Okay, I finally got the button pushed. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. What is the best thing to do for toenail fungus?
Increase oxygen to the toenail, and that's what will solve it every single time.
And how do we do that?
Well, does this person that has the fungus, do they like to go for long walks every day?
Sometimes.
Okay, well, sometimes when they go for a long walk, they're going to get more oxygen. So if you can get more oxygen to the toenail, then the fungus will completely disappear and go away.
Okay, and
In the meantime, you can put Vicks Vapor Rub on if you want to.
Well, is soaking it in apple cider vinegar?
Yes,
that's
a good one too. Yes, absolutely. I've seen that work over and over again.
Should it be just straight apple cider vinegar, or should it be diluted?
I would probably dilute it, just because if you're going to submerge the toe in apple cider vinegar, like in a foot bath, you can do half and half, half water, half vinegar.
So how long should you soak it?
Well, I would say 15 to 20 minutes would be just about perfect, but you got to do it just about every single day.
For a long time?
Have you ever heard that there are studies on a mineral called magnesium?
Okay.
But when a person is low in magnesium and then they start taking supplemental magnesium, or what I should say is eating foods like things that are heavy, heavy greens, I think even chocolate's been shown to have magnesium. I read one study years ago that showed people that crave the most chocolate, they have the greatest magnesium deficiency. Or sometimes people that are really, really ticklish, they're low in magnesium.
Oh, wow.
And so when you, and I'm not trying to make this a panacea conversation, but when you take magnesium, you're helping increase oxygen-rich blood through the body. That's one of the reasons that I just love chlorophyll. Even the lady that I just talked to on the phone, she was very sweet trying to help her husband. When you consume, when you put olive oil on the skin, the reason why the olive oil has kind of a green or yellowish color is because it contains chlorophyll. At the very center of a chlorophyll molecule, you'll have the ion of magnesium.
Okay.
I just tend to think that everybody's deficient in zinc and magnesium, because I just keep seeing the same things over and over again. Our modern lifestyle and diet depletes the body or doesn't provide enough magnesium and zinc. And so one therapy that's proven to be good is using ozonated oil. It's just an oxygen-rich, I'm simplifying it. Have you ever heard of ozonated sunflower oil?
No, sir.
Well, it has been actually studied to see if it will cure a toenail fungus, and the answer is yes, it does.
Now, is that topical, or are you taking
it? Yes, it's topical, exactly. Yeah, you had it right the first time. Good guess.
Oh, now say what kind of oil is it?
It's called ozonated sunflower oil.
Or sunflower seed oil, maybe more technical. So if you were to go on a website that has every product known to man, you can figure that out. It might begin with the letter A. But you could type in ozonade sunflower oil, and you could probably buy like a tub of it for like $15. When I say tub, I meant like a small jar. But if you apply that to the toenail every single night, what you're doing is you're trying to get oxygen or ozone to help get rid of the fungus. But it's been shown to work. Now, there's a drug that I've seen destroy just about every person that's ever taken it. It's called Lamisil. I hate it. I think if you want to die, take Lamisil.
Is that what a doctor would give you if you had it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Or if you know, you know what, you don't have to do that. You can go to a podiatrist, and they can, for about $6,000 in treatments, they can take care of it, too. So, no, I'm just sort of joking about that. But you understand, there's differing philosophies here. What I would say is, and I don't know if you heard me say this last week, they were able to graph exactly who was going to come down with tuberculosis and who wasn't just based on the quality of the soil. So in Ireland, what did they use to fertilize their grazing pastures and their farmland and their garden? They use seaweed. They dredge it off the coast. They dry it, grind it up, and you sprinkle it. But that costs money to buy seaweed fertilizer. And so when people live on land where they use seaweed fertilizer, guess what? They don't get tuberculosis. So it's the strength and the integrity of your body that's going to determine how healthy you are. And so if you want to have a high oxygen body, well, you got to avoid sugar and grains. And maybe I should start talking to eating seaweed every day. Do you like to eat sushi?
No.
How dare you resist my great plan for your life?
Well, you know what? Actually, I've never tried it, so I can't.
Well, they do. They do have seaweed they wrap it up in. Well, and the point that I'm getting is when they use seaweed as a fertilizer on grazing pastures, what the result was is the soil was so much healthier. It was so much full of life. And so it produced the healthiest, highest quality grass of all time. You know, in my fantasy world right now, I would have a large helicopter dump 40 zillion metric tons of seaweed onto my garden right now. And I would say, oh my goodness, I am going to have the healthiest tomatoes that anybody's ever seen, the cucumbers, the asparagus, the broccoli, the kale. It would be incredible.
Because, well, I love raw spinach.
Well, there you go. But see, when spinach is grown in soil that's nutrient dense and has life force, then you have some pretty awesome spinach. But if spinach is grown where they use, you know, regular rock phosphate fertilizer, like the kind that you buy at the store to sprinkle on your lawn to force it to grow, yeah, it's not going to be as healthy.
So I mean, where's the best place to get the seafood?
Well, you know, you can actually go buy sheets of seaweed at just about any store. Where do you live exactly?
In Flint, Texas.
Okay, so what stores are open today? You've got Drug Emporium, Natural Grocer, Sprouts, stuff like that, right?
Uh-huh.
You can buy what are called seaweed snacks. Now, I'm not saying everybody likes them, but I do. And there's some people that do. But, you know, there's times that you eat things because you say to yourself, this is actually good for me. This is going to make me stronger. I don't know about anybody else. I know about me. I would just soon not die and get sick from quadruple pneumonia. I just made that up. There's no such thing as quadruple pneumonia.
Okay, well, I will search those, and I'll add zinc and magnesium.
Yeah, so if you want to overcome a toenail fungus, here's the way to get. Now, if it's the big toe, I always think the colon's dirty. That's just me talking. And so if we're going to clean up the body, you got to stop eating the foods that are making the body super dirty, and that's just sugar and junk food. You probably don't eat that stuff anyway.
Just sometimes.
But if you say, well, and that's probably, well, let me not make a comment. I was going to, here, well, I will. If you tell me you want to go out to eat once a week and have a bowl of chips and have a milkshake, I'm not getting bent out of shape over that. I'm just not. That may not be perfect, but I could care less about that. If you're eating clean 95% of the time, then you're probably going to have more radiant health than just about anybody else you know, which is a good, good thing, because you need to be strong and radiant, don't you?
Correct.
But if you start walking every single day, then you start taking magnesium and zinc, and it, let's just say as a supplement, you start taking kelp or alfalfa. Now, those are sources of great, great minerals. You got to remember, besides water, you've got to have minerals to make every system do its job properly, and a mineral deficiency would probably lead to low levels of oxygen in the toe. And so ozonated sunflower oil would be one thing that you can do. The apple cider vinegar soak, that definitely works. It just takes time and consistency. But you're better off not harboring a low-grade fungal infection in your body, right?
Right.
Eucalyptus oil works. That'd be like Vicks Vapor Rub. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't say that. If you start rubbing extra virgin olive oil all over your feet and between your toes. Do you have a husband?
Yes, sir.
I think he should do that. I think he should just come to terms with pouring a delicious handful of olive oil that looks green and say, "Sweetheart, this is how I prove my true love for you, is I'm going to rub olive oil all over your feet and your legs." Now, I'm not going to like doing this because it's not going to be fun, but I'm doing it because of true love. What do you think about that?
Well, when you said the Vicks Vapor Rub,
I know she got off that topic pretty quick.
No.
No, the Vicks Vapor, yes, and just rub it directly.
He puts that on his feet.
Well, does he have any toenail fungus?
Well, no.
I know, that's not necessarily a legitimate question, but you get the gist of it, right?
Right.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, and have a blessed week.
Oh, thank you so much. May the Lord bless you in every way.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, once again, the phone line is open at 903-586-5257 if you want to call and ask me a question. This program is Health Essentials. Okay, let me see if I can push the button now. Hey, I did it. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Dr. Morgan. I have a question. My son has been drinking alcohol since he was in his teens, and he.
You did say your husband, right?
No, my son.
Oh, son. Okay, I got you.
Yes, he will be 33 this year, and he made the decision. He's been rehab before. The whole time he was there, he decided as soon as he gets out, he's going to drink. He really was sort of pushed into that. But now he decided that's what he wants to do, is to stop, because it's just not good for his life.
God bless him for saying that. That's a start.
Yeah, he had been laid off a while back, and then they laid off about 40% of their sales force. And he was one of them.
What did he sell?
And tires.
Tires. Okay, I'm with you.
He had a route, and sold wholesale to companies that sell to the end user. And he was very successful. It was a big part of his life.
Was this a coronavirus layoff?
No.
Oh, okay.
They had filed bankrupt and. Consolidated their sales force and kept some, but consolidated other territories. But so he laid off, and then the corona hit, and a lot of places were not hiring. They were locked down, and he's been drinking quite a bit more, and he's made the decision to stop. And so I just... this morning he just seems to be and they're selling their house
out of necessity.
So they have moved in with us while I'm selling their house. They did and everything, and so to be honest, this is day two, and yesterday he did and had nothing, and he was one that would drink every day.
Well, I have two solutions for you, and I'm only saying that not to be rude, but I have just a smidgen of time left in the program.
Okay, I'm ready.
And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is that what you're asking me? What can we do to make him not
drink? Yes, what supplements, what, anything.
Okay. There's two things. One of them is going to be very, very legal, and the other one's going to be, I'm going to refer you to, you're going to learn here, and it's going to be phenomenal. Number one, what I use day in and day out when somebody says I cannot control the drinking of alcohol, what I will do is I will use an herbal tablet of what's called Gymnema. That is spelled G-Y-M-N-E-M-A, Gymnema.
Okay, never heard of that.
Okay, so if you get it in tablet form where it's highly concentrated, here's what he has to do. If he can just discipline himself to suck on a tablet of Gymnema for 3 minutes before he succumbs to a drink of alcohol, then that has a high success rate of killing that. And all he does is he sucks on a tablet every time he wants a drink. Simple as that.
Okay.
If he can be consistent, it'll work. Number two, I need to refer you to a program that you can find on YouTube or on the Internet.
Okay,
there is a news, it's called 60 Minutes. I started to say a TV magazine. That didn't make sense, but you know what I mean. On
what?
60 Minutes, the date that I want you to look at, I think it's October the 19th or October the 16th, 2019.
Okay.
60 Minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And here's what I want you to do. I want you to type in, I want you to go to YouTube and type in 60 Minutes, October 2019, and then I want you to put / alcohol and then the word mushrooms.
Okay.
And so what it'll do is it'll come up, and you'll see an interview with a man that says, you do not know what this is like. My whole world revolved around drinking shots of vodka. I would drink between 20 and 30 shots of vodka every day. Now, I'm telling you, I do not know what that means. I don't know what that means. I've never done that before. But he was saying that's the only thing I thought of, and he was just saying how it's ruined his life. But if you watch that interview, they give you the solution, okay? So you just type in 60 Minutes, October 2019, alcoholism, and then / mushrooms. I'm guessing on that. Actually, I'm going to look it up real quick and see if I can do it.
I bet I can find that. Either the 16th or the 19th.
Okay. I'm going to do it right now on my phone. October 2019, 60. That was 69. If I can spell properly, 60 minutes.
Well, I just got up and he was just pacing around the house. And it's like, we got to find, there's got to be a supplement, something that can help you. I know.
Oh, I'm telling you right now, this has the highest success rate. It'll make your mind spin. Okay, I found it. Here it is right here. Okay, it's going to come up. But let me type in / alcohol. It came up with the program. It's, oh yeah, it came up, baby. Good. Let me see if I can type in alcohol, see what it come up with. Okay. Got it. You'll be able to find it really easily.
Well, his thing was wine. He would drink
a
bottle of wine.
Well, a bottle of wine is too much. He's not going to do that anymore if he does this. I'm telling you right now, one dose of this has an 85% cure rate.
Oh, my God.
If you want to do this also, go onto YouTube and type in the name Dr. Jordan Peterson. And just say research on alcoholism, and he'll lay it down for you. Now he's a popular guy with the common folk, but he is not popular with all the big wigs that are major intellectuals because they don't like what he says. But I think he's telling the truth. Anyway, those are the solutions.
That.
And yeah, and this is as close as I can tell you. This is as close to a cure as anything you're ever going to see.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for your phone call, and I really want to know how his life turns around.
I'll let you know.
I'm sure I would love this guy, wouldn't I?
Oh, you would. Everybody loves him.
Well, well, you know what? He's not far from turning it around. He can have the life of his dreams. And tell him I'm rooting for him.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your phone call today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, if you'd like to, well, rats, we're out of time. Okay, I didn't even know when the show was supposed to end today, but I want to just say, good to be with you. You can have a great day today. You may have to adjust your attitude, but then again, I do all day long. Anyway, you're listening to Health Essentials. I'm your host, Dr. Roy Morgan. Lord willing, I'll be here the same time, 7 o'clock, next week.